I was leaving a small gap in there just in case he's listening. Yeah, he's been around. He's been in here. He was in here earlier today. I think it was today. I think I talked to him today. I can't remember now. He was either today or yesterday. No, it was today because he asked me a question about computers. Yeah, he came in here earlier today. So, yeah, he's been around. All kinds of people have been around lately. The system's getting kind of busier. We're attached to Mount Lemmon over there in Tucson now. It's an analog repeater. There's two of them, two analog repeaters over there on Mount Lemmon. So maybe you hear those guys coming in here a little bit more often. And what else is going on? Oh, we got the Chandler box. It's over there in near Phoenix. I don't know if you knew where Chandler was, but we got another box over there in near Phoenix. And that's not really covering a lot, but it is good for Landon, AI7HE. And then he also comes in on D-Star. And we got a few things going on here. N1JXX has been in here lately from Missouri. And I also noticed Cecil's been in here on P25, but I think he's having P25 radio issues because he can't, when I try to answer him, he disappears. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. But, yeah, I can't wait to get this repeater up and done and running again. And you should. You should do analog over there on your end since it's capable of it. Plus, I would do All-Star, too. And then set up for the USRP remote commands. So there's a trick to this. You have to run two All-Star nodes to make that work, just to let you know. And I had built script files to link and unlink repeaters. So just if you need that information, I do have it. Actually, I'm going to be building a final copy of my repeater here. The audio sounds amazing on analog. I would have showed it to you, but I took it down already. And I'm going to try to take all this stuff over there to the repeater site tomorrow and start working on it and getting it back up to square. Yeah, okay, so wind, the washing machine. That is due to an antenna going back and forth and the high winds we get up here. The winds blow around 90 miles an hour here in the mountains of the White Mountains. And it's pretty nasty. So I figured the Diamond X50 would be a good candidate up there. And at least I won't get the wishing machine off the radio. You can definitely hear it on D-Star. And you can definitely hear it on analog for sure. And a lot of people have mentioned the washing machine wishing out there in the prairie. Oh,